Welcome to the Mackenzie McHugh Podcast, and thank you for tuning in. On this podcast, we'll dive deep into God's Word and build faith. Now, more than ever, people are hungry for God and hungry for biblical truth. On this podcast, we filter nothing. If you want to grow in your relationship with God, this podcast is just for you. Let's dive in. What's up, guys? I'm so happy that you're joining me today. Welcome to the Mackenzie McHugh Podcast. This is your host, Mackenzie. I'm so happy that you joined. And today's going to be a great day. Happy Wednesday. I'm so happy that you're joining today. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We're just going to get right into it today. Go with me to Mark 16, starting in verse 15. Now, this is Jesus giving the Great Commission to his disciples. And the other verse you can go to is Matthew 28, 16 to 20. It's the same commission, the Great Commission, but I'm reading it from Mark 15. The Bible says this. He said to them, "Go into all the world, preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well." After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let's pray before we get into today. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this beautiful day and that we are rejoicing and glad today. I pray every person that listens gets extra blessed today and they receive every single thing that they need and want in life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. All right, it's going to be a good day today. I'm excited. I want to break down the first verse, verse 15, where Jesus said, now guys, this is the last thing Jesus had said before he was taken up into heaven. And if this is the commission that Jesus gave the disciples, you and I still have the same commission today. And I want to specifically address this. In verse 16, he said, "Go into all the world, preach the gospel to all creation." And I'm going to stop there. Sometimes, we can get so fixated on, honestly, ourselves and think, or at least I've found myself doing that, where you are like, who do I tell? And, you know, well, where do I go to preach? You know, who's going to listen? And I felt so clearly in my spirit, literally, these words from Jesus this past week, where we get rid of the excuses and we just actually receive what Jesus said. Literally, go into all the world. Well, where do I preach? Go into all the world. The whole world needs the gospel. Amen. Preach the gospel to all creation. Oh, well, who do I preach to? Everybody. And I think sometimes we can over spiritualize. Oh, well, I need to feel led to tell someone about Jesus when I'm out in public. Oh, I need to feel like the leading of the Spirit, like before I go tell somebody. And we can get in our heads about it when literally Jesus said, go. He already gave a commission. He already told us, go. Go and do this. And it rings true every single day that that God wants us to move forward. He wants us to obey the Great Commission. He wants us to actually go and do it. It's not a waiting. It's not, becoming indifferent and passive. But really, when we kind of back out in fear and don't do something, it's because we might be over-spiritualizing just the truth of, like, for example, if you really believe it's so important for people to get saved, then you'll do with everything you can on the inside of you to obey God and obey the Great Commission. One of the greatest things that has been stirring in me is that it's really not that hard to tell people about God. We can kind of like get in our heads. But the Bible says, actually, Jesus said this, that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So there is a harvest that's ready right now. There are people who are waiting, who are ready. And it's ripe, meaning that if it's not gathered now, it will be too late. And that's why it matters what we do every single day. And the Bible also says this in Hebrews 11, that faith is, let me actually turn there. I pray that this podcast motivates you today to get moving, that it's actually today. It's not tomorrow. Faith is not tomorrow. Faith isn't what will happen, but it's what is right now. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 1, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. Notice even the verbiage in this. Is a present tense. It's not was, it's not will be. Faith will be confidence. It says faith is now. That word now, not tomorrow. Tomorrow faith will be. No, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. That's a present command. Go, sorry, go into all the world. It's a right now. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, today is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2, for he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. I also want to go to the book of Acts. When Jesus ascended into heaven, even the angel said to the disciples, why are you men still gazing up into the sky? I love that. Acts chapter 1, verse 7. This is what Jesus said right before he ascended into heaven. It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the whole... oh my gosh, sorry guys, my throat. I'm not, like, I'm totally fine. I just, like, it's dry. Okay. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. So do you see that? Even within that couple seconds, they were looking into the sky for too long. Get moving. Go obey the command of God to go into Jerusalem. So I think it is so, not funny, but just even the angels in heaven, they came down and said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? And the Bible points to an urgency of time. Let's get moving. Let's go forward. And there's a time limit to, it does matter, you know? It's not like it doesn't matter what we do with our lives. Every single day matters. And I pray today, as you listen to this, and if you messed up yesterday, praise God, you have a new day today. It's called today. A new lease on life is called today, where you can decide today, I will not fear. I will go forward. And when I see somebody and I want to tell them about God, I'm going to go for it, and I'm not going to have fear about it. Amen? Praise God. Sometimes we can get so in our heads about, oh, well, I don't know who to preach to, or I don't know what to do. If you see somebody breathing, that's a qualification that they need Jesus. If you see somebody breathing, that they can hear the gospel. It's as simple as that. And you know, people are hungry. Don't be surprised that when you start ministering to people that they get saved easily. Because people are very hungry right now. I believe God is having, like, literally revival is breaking out in America. You're seeing it through many different, I'm seeing it through many different platforms on social media. People getting baptized in Florida by the masses, college campuses, coming to know Christ. God is doing something. People are desperate. And I believe this year we will see revival in a new level like we've never seen before. People being saved, people being set free, people being filled with the Holy Ghost. I believe it. And the time is now. There is an urgency. And the Bible also says that Jesus is coming very soon. We have an urgency and a time limit to fulfill the gospel. So let this be an encouragement to you today that it's time to get moving. The period we're living in right now is a grace period where Jesus died on the cross. And there's a time where this period of grace, meaning the time to repent, the time to repent of sin and live right and have peace with God, is the time we're living in right now. You don't know what tomorrow holds. And if you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, I want to give you that opportunity today. I want to pray with you and let you know you can have an assurance of your salvation. The Bible says in John chapter 14, Jesus said this, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. What Jesus was saying in this passage of scripture was there is only one way to heaven. And I want to let you know, I don't know who lied to you and told you it doesn't matter what path you take, they all lead to the same place. Even logically, that doesn't make any sense. You can't take a road to Florida and end up in Arizona. It's only going one way to Florida. There is one way to heaven, and it's through Jesus Christ, through faith and accepting and believing that Jesus died for you on the cross so he could set you free of sin. He literally took sin upon himself, and he died the most gruesome death so you and I could be free. And I want to let you know, however you found this podcast today, that today is your day to be saved. Today is your day to be healed of sickness in your body. The Bible says that they will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover, meaning the disciples will pray for the sick and they will recover. Whether it's sickness in your body today, whether you need healing, whether you need salvation, God has it for you today. Tomorrow is not promised, but he has today for you. And I believe it was by divine appointment that you found this podcast and you're listening right now. So before I close, if you're a believer and you're listening to this, let this encourage you today that you can go at it. God has given you his yes. He's given you his yes. Not only has he given you his yes, but he has few workers. He has few people right now on the earth that are actually really committed to the will of God for their lives, that are really fully focused on the call of God. And if you're under the sound of my voice, I believe God will use you today to do something for him. And I believe in this last lap of life, I really believe that, you know, Jesus is coming soon. I believe God is going to use you to do great things for the kingdom of God. Amen. That many people will be saved if you're listening to this. And I want to pray with you if you've never given your life to Christ. Right where you're at, let me actually read this to you. Ha ha ha. Praise God. I just laughed like that. That's funny. Okay. Hallelujah. Faith has a laugh. Abraham and Sarah laughed. I love that. Okay. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. It is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And I want to let you know today that as the preaching of the word went forth, that I know that faith was being stirred in your heart, that something was shifting on the inside of you. And I want to let you know, if you just simply declare and confess and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. It's a supernatural thing. It almost like doesn't make sense, but I believe that when you accept Christ into your heart and into your life, he'll lead you. He'll show you what to do every single day. You'll have a relationship with God and an assurance you're going to heaven. Praise God. Repeat this prayer with me if you want to give your life to Jesus. Say this: Dear Jesus, I believe in you. I declare with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me clean. I'm never going back to my old ways. I'm a new creation in Christ. The old is gone. The new is come. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, I'm forgiven. I'm set free. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Praise God. If you prayed that prayer for the first time today, I want to welcome you to the family of God. And most importantly, please also message me. Message me on Instagram and Facebook if you gave your life to the Lord. I want to send you a Bible to equip you and help you in the beginning of your journey with God. So that would be great. Let me know. It's totally free. Free gift from me to you. I love you guys, and this is your encouragement today to get moving, move forward. And I love this. If you listen to Evangelist Jonathan Shuttlesworth, he always says this: you make more mistakes not doing anything. He says it something like this. This is not exact. He says you make more mistakes not moving forward than you do like waiting. Meaning, like, if you don't do anything, that's worse. I'd rather make mistakes moving forward than sitting back. And that basically works for everything, except if you have a stomach ache and you continue to eat food. Like, don't do that. That's a mistake to keep moving. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. Yeah, there's certain contexts that doesn't work. But when it comes to souls and winning the lost, you can't go wrong. Obey the Bible. Move forward. God is looking for people that are going to be sold out and working for him. And I believe I'm talking to a group of people who are fully in and going forward. So I pray this bless you today. Have a great Wednesday. It's beautiful out today. At least where I am. It's like sunny, 60 degrees. I love you guys. Have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.